the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Studying the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we discussed about the verses 28 and 29 of chapter 48. We said that in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the victory and success of the religion of truth and guidance, which would be victory over misguidance and falsehood. And he himself is a witness. It means that he is the one who has knowledge about this future, and other people may not have such knowledge, or maybe would be beyond their imagination that a religion which started with just few people in one of the remote areas of the world would reach to all over the world and become actually the one that would be dominating the globe. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some of the characteristics of the Prophet and his true followers and his true companions. Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والذين معه أشدوا على الكفار رحماء بينهم. As we said, it can be analyzed in different ways. From a grammatical point of view, it is correct to say that Muhammadun is the subject and Rasulullah is the predicate. Or we can say Muhammadun is the subject and Rasulullah explains the Prophet. It's atfa bayan, and walladina ma'ah is added to Muhammad, and Ashadda is predicate for all of them. But we prefer the first one, that Muhammadun Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And that is enough as a description for him. For him, this would be a great honor to say that he is Rasulullah. And this is why in our azan and iqama we say the same thing, and we bear witness that the Prophet is his messenger. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, and those who are with him, not with him physically, those who are with him spiritually, those who are with him in a real sense. Because we know that in Medina there were people who were meeting Rasulullah, they were attending his lectures, his prayer, but they didn't believe in him in their hearts. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and Surah Tawbah and in some other places of the Quran refers to such phenomenon that existed in Medina. There were people who pretended to be believers in Islam, but they were not. Let me read some of those verses. Because these are also helpful for understanding the end of the verse when we say وَعَدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ. In Surah Tawbah, verse 101, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. Among the people of Medina, the inhabitants of Medina are some people who incline towards hypocrisy. They chose to be hypocrites. Therefore, لا تعلمهم. You cannot know who they are. You don't know them. You cannot identify them. But we know them very well. So, for the people, it was not easy to understand. Maybe after some time, maybe after seeing some of their bad behavior or some of their bad decisions, gradually they came to know them. But in the first place, it was not easy. They pretended to be not only believers, but the strongest believers. Because this is the nature of munafiqeen, that normally they try to appear as the best, not just as an average. But Allah says we know them.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So these people were treated by some people as ashab, as companions of the Prophet, because they said, we are believers. But we cannot say everyone who was in Medina was a true companion of the Prophet. Or in Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verse 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. Those who returned back to their previous condition after the guidance was made clear for them. So who are these people that went back to the pre-Islam condition? These are the people who embraced Islam, who started practicing Islam with Muslims, but then they went back and they didn't declare that they are no longer Muslims. And Allah says, after some few words, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعْرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Had we wanted, we could have shown them to you so that you know them by their face. This means that still they were hidden. And it was not easy for people to identify who are these people. Allah says, had we wanted, we could have shown them to you and you would find them by the face. But for some reason, Allah didn't want to disclose their reality. And this was a test for them and a test for the believers. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who pay allegiance to you, indeed they are showing their allegiance to God. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. God's hand and power and authority and sovereignty is above their hands. Faman nakatha. But if someone breaks and deviates, he is doing harm to himself. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا آهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهُ فَسَيُؤْتِيهَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. But those who are remaining loyal and keep the pledge and the promise and the covenant, Allah will give them great reward. So you see that those who paid allegiance to Rasulullah are divided into two groups. Some would remain loyal and would remain committed to their pledge, and some would change their mind later.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.